If a person dived into a pond and didn't come up for half an hour, you'd say probably he'd been
drowned.
Boy, there's a lot of that in these farm ponds.
Yeah, there certainly are. I don't like to see that girl, that little girl, swim like she does, though.
Well, I think she's probably pretty safe if she can swim that way.
She can just do anything underwater. She said she's never strangled, never gotten her ears. What keeps it out of her ears?
I don't know. Maybe she's just lucky that way. Maybe
ears
it just doesn't bother her.
Ears and nose?
Like a fish.
She just like a fish. I never saw anything like it. When she comes up to breathe, you see her come up to breathe occasionally.
Why, that's good for her.
She can really, I never saw anything like it.
If you saw a little boy up in a tree out there and somebody said, how did he get up that tree?
Climb.
Say, well, probably he's...
climbed the tree?
Uh-huh.
That's what my grandchildren did all the time this year. Did you happen to see them in the tree?
No, they were playing down there underneath it before.
Really?
Yeah, they were having a good time.
That one time there, they get very on top of that catalpa tree.
As brave as could be.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
In church, if you sing, let's see, pray standing, rest sitting, and then, no, wait a minute, I got this mixed up. Sing standing, rest sitting, and pray kneeling. If somebody's prayed, then you'd say before he prayed, he...
Nailed.
Uh-huh.
Nailed, uh-huh. In our church, why we don't kneel, I pray to you in your church.
Yeah, the Episcopalians are strong
kneel.
For
They, I think they do in the Methodist too. In the half communion, that way they all go up to the altar. Our church, the passage around.
I'm used to sitting.
Yeah.
My Methodist times.
No.
I'm not quite used to it yet.
No.
It's up and down. I don't know
when
to do what.
Daughter-in-law in the Oklahoma City is Episcopalian. He's always been.
Oh.
Her father is a Jew.
Well,
Jewish. Yeah. And he married a Gentile. So then if he married a Gentile, he's not a, a Jew anymore.
He's out.
Yeah, he's out. But his daughter is Episcopalian and his wife.
Boy, that's strange.
Yes, strange. He married a Gentile Irish.
Mm.
They're real happy though. He's 89.
Mm.
She's 78. They're still living.
My goodness.
Live at Pawnee.
Oh.
Marks, do you know them?
No. Is he a merchant up there?
Yes, he was a merchant. Uh-huh. He's had a stroke. He's been in bed. He's bedfast quite a while.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. He's a fine fellow.
If you get particularly tired in the morning, what do you do after your lunch?
Lie down and rest.
Mm-hmm. That makes good sense, too.
Yes. I've seen my husband get a pillow and lie right flat on this hard floor when he'd be coming in from work.
You know, when you're really tired, there's nothing like a
hard floor.
Then you can get up and go back to work.
Yeah.
Or at least I can.
Yeah.
But if I lie down on a couch or something, I'm done.
No, that's it.
Well, this morning you were asleep, and then at 5 o'clock you did what?
Awakened.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when somebody stands up and does this on the floor with his feet real hard?
Stand?
Mm-hmm. If you want to close a drawer, what do you do to it?
Push it.
Mm-hmm. If you have something, something out here that's, let's say some fly poison or something, and little children come around and you see they're about to put their hands in it, what would you say?
Don't touch.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted that fan over here, what would you ask me to do?
Well, I'd say get me that fan.
Mm-hmm. And in a football game, a team scores 6 points when it does what?
make a touchdown.
Uh-huh. And that means carry the ball across the...
Across the line.
Uh-huh. What's this line called?
I don't know. That wouldn't be the finish line, would it?
Oh, you're at that dog race again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I know, but I can't say it. I can't. It's not hardly with me.
Uh-huh. In a basketball game, a team throws the ball, it goes through the basket, and you say they've scored a goal, or?